Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that has already said this because he forgot to hit record. Thankfully, I have two great guests on that reminded me. And I will go ahead and not even say my normal spiel because this is two episodes in a row I've done this. Thank goodness I have great guests. And for this episode, we are going to bracket off games. So to do this, I had to bring in the heavy hitters. I had to bring in the professionals. I brought in cards with Esther and Rachel, both of those guys, to help me bracket this off. And sadly, the third member, Theon, by the way, was not able to make it today, which is breaking my heart, but we'll all miss Theon, but he's in here in spirit. How are you guys doing?
Yes, good. Thank you for having us on.
Just hanging out. We're super excited to do these brackets.
Me too. I think this will be a good one. Yeah, as soon as I saw you guys on the Instagrams, I said, I bet they'd enjoy a games bracket, so hopefully this will work out well.
We are so excited.
Great. I tell you what, before we get into this crazy bracket, I'm going to let you guys explain what you guys do over there at Cards with Esther and Rachel and pimp yourselves out. No, don't do it that way. I mean, we don't want to get arrested for this episode, but go ahead and tell us what you do over there.
Well, our podcast is where we play mostly adult card games, and we also, drink in between it. But for a whole week, we just produce and promote our podcast with one game each week. And we also started our video, YouTube, Cards with Esther and Rachel on YouTube. You can follow us and watch the games there also. And our podcast comes out every Tuesday.
All right. Anything to add to that, Rachel?
No, I always let Esther do this because I screw it up. So I'm there to play the games. That's what I do.
Well, that's good because we're ready to play a game called Whack Brackets. Yay. So I think if you guys are ready, I will explain what said whack bracketing is to the audience that hasn't checked this out before. I tend to believe almost everyone's probably checked it out if they're still here, but maybe we've got some new people. So anyway, what Whack Brackets does is it's asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters like Esther and Rachel here, as well as friends of the show, and we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And that's pretty much my spiel. Almost sounds professional. I'll get it down one day. So if you guys are ready, we'll go ahead and jump into said Whack Bracketing.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Here we go. First question for our Whack Bracket. First contest, more likely to lead to an actual date, would it be spin the bottle or would it be Twister?
Okay. I'm thinking spin the bottle for me.
For a legitimate first date?
Spin the bottle. Okay.
I think Twister, definitely, because you can actually, kind of talk to them, you can show them how flexible you are, and then you could do that, romantic movie bullshit and kind of fall on them and be like, oh my God, so sorry.
Oops.
Oops.
I'm thinking, what if you're twisted up between, what if you're playing with your grandparents? And they're underneath there. Things could get weird.
Why are you trying to get a first date?
Spin the bottle might be a better option. Because maybe,
with grandparents.
I mean, if you're playing spin the bottle, is it not with, I played Twister with family. So I don't know, all right, now things are getting weird.
Yeah.
I just realized things got weird. All right, I've never played spin the bottle with family. So that's why my answer is going to remain good. Spin the bottle. I've been playing Twister all wrong, apparently.
Right. Yeah, you don't play Twister. You're family.
Okay.
So anyway, it sounds like we have a split between good buddies Esther and Rachel. So I am here to break the split. I'm actually going to agree with, at least maybe not this game, I'm going to agree with Rachel that when I was a young child, Twister was actually an innocent game. Milton Bradley sold it as something you play with your family. And believe it or not, I think they got in some trouble and when it was released in 1966, and they said it was sex in a box. I don't know how people have sex, but I've never had sex playing Twister, especially with my family. Yeah, my family does come from the Appalachia area, so if it was going to happen, it would probably be in my family. But that said, that's fortunately never happened on my behalf. Now, the other good thing about Twister is that you do learn stuff about potential mates that you didn't know. For instance, when somebody's leaning over top of you, you're like, oh, okay, I didn't know he had that or she had those. So a Twister at least is a little more friendly game. The problem I have with Spin the Bottle is that, first off, it discriminates against ugly people like myself. Oh. I have a real problem because when you're in the circle and they spin the bottle, and what happens is it'll be like here, and they'll be, oh, well, that's not actually pointing at you, Mike. That's pointing at Max. And I'm like, how can it point any more at me? And they're like, sorry. So you know, I end up the last guy that ends up getting the bottle spun. So as far as dates, I wouldn't get anything out of Spin the Bottle. I've never had much luck with this game. But the good news is Twister, I guess I've played Twister. Either way, it's going to be a tough one, but considering my bad personal luck with Spin the Bottle, I'm going to go with Twister. I think that gets us a better chance for a first date. So good deal. So with that said, I guess we can move on to the next question, because Twister will have to face the winner of this question. And the answer to this question is, more exhausting to play with a small child. Would it be Monopoly or would it be Pokemon?
Monopoly.
Okay, so I'm a way in because I played both. Yeah, I'm going with that one as well. I've tried to play Pokemon with Rory, and I think it's my old boomer self who did not understand how to play this. I was like, what? I don't understand. But Monopoly is equally as frustrating because they don't understand the math, and then they're always trying to cheat, and then that's a problem for me because we all know I'm trying to cheat as well, and it's a whole problem. And the game lasts forever.
Forever. Yeah, that's super hard to, like, especially for a small child, because there's a lot of math involved. So you're like counting their money, your money, everyone else's money. It's like, oh, I'm done.
So yeah, I think we're going to have a clean sweep with Monopoly here. And the reason is it's about as fun to play as cleaning your shower. It's an exhaustingly boring game. And it's as predictable halfway through as the likability of, like, somebody you meet for the first time and they go, I'm not a sexist, but... So yeah, you know who's going to win. You already know what you're done with when you're three quarters into Monopoly. That being said, Pokemon is going to be difficult for children to play. As Rachel mentioned, it was difficult for me to understand, and probably because I'm a man of a particular age. Kids, those kind of nebulous rules, it's hard for kids to get a hold of. But at least if you're playing that with a small child, you can kind of make up your own rules in a way, have some house rules, which I think we're going to talk about a little later. In Monopoly, it's just a simplistic game. It's not worth playing. I don't understand why Monopoly is kind of the gateway game into getting people interested in games. It's like, hey, let's play Monopoly. It's like, hey, why don't you find something better to do with the next 7 hours of your life? So, I can do without Monopoly.
Exactly.
I'd rather stick chopsticks in my eardrums and plastic forks in my eyeballs than play Monopoly. When my kids suggest it, I'm like, no. How about we clip each other's toenails and chew on them? Because that's what I would rather do, which is, like, that's gross and disgusting. I'd rather not do that.
You're giving clipping toenails a bad rap, personally. That's me.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it depends on how clean the feet are.
Hey,
some weird stuff's going on over there. We're not playing.
No, and nobody plays Spin the Bottle at Mike's house, so Mike doesn't get to play any games. Sorry.
Monopoly.
Now that would lead you girls to be like, we play a 7-hour game of Monopoly, and you girls leave and just be like, that's the most boring guy I've ever met in my entire life. Not a good recommendation for a game. So with all that said, I do believe Monopoly is going to move forward and face Twister in the next round. And then on the second half of the bracket, we have this question. Nerdiest high school fanboy. Will it be Dungeons & Dragons fanboy or will it be a Risk fanboy?
It's definitely Dungeons & Dragons because I dated a dude that would just leave all of a sudden. It was like, I gotta go play. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I thought I would be more interesting, but no, obviously not. He had to play it.
So I'm going to have to chime in on both of these. So obviously, like, we grew up playing Risk in my family, and this is a serious, hardcore game that we play. It is serious, but no one ever bailed on it. But I do believe that Dungeons & Dragons is and was. Like, you have some serious, hardcore, like, dungeon masters. I accidentally walked into this store one time in Florida that I didn't realize was, like, a Dungeons & Dragons store. And that stuff was serious. Like, they were building, like, models of things. And I was like, what is all this stuff for? And they were like, D&D. And I was like, whoa. And they, I mean, there were pieces and they were like, you can paint them yourself. In fact, you can bring it in here and we'll help you paint it. And I was like, whoa. And of course, being me, I asked about 4,001 questions. My husband was like, knock it off. Like, you are just being a dick. And I was like, I mean, no, I'm not really, because I am actually interested. But come on, I'm not buying a $400 set of this crap to actually paint it. But I mean, they were super interested that I was interested in possibly owning one of these. Boom. No, I'm never going to own one of these damn things. I know. And he was like, just leave them alone. But they were like, yeah, and then you can get this. But they have like all these dice too. And I used to date this guy whose brother played hardcore. And he would pull out this bag of dice. And I was like, what the hell do you need all these? He's like, certain dice have certain magical powers. And I was like, and so I asked him to explain it to me one day. Apparently you just make stuff up. And I didn't know that. And he was like, Rachel, you would love this game because you just make shit up all the time. And I was like,
oh God.
Right. I probably would. But I never got into it. Maybe I'll take it up now. So if anyone's looking for a person to add to their dungeon or whatever, actually, let me take that back.
You not don't the say dungeon. Dungeon to you
because it's not, well, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't, it, that's not how it translates, right? You don't add people to the, is it their clan? It's a clan.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a clan, not a dungeon, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I don't want to be put in a dungeon. It's a clan. All right, I need to get my life together. I need to learn more about this. But I'm going to say they win. Okay. So.
You know what? I'm actually, it sounds like I've already lost this one, but I am going to disagree with the both of you. Because D&D, now, don't get me wrong. It depends on what you mean by nerd. Because D&D is usually like a fat kid that wears corduroys, and then he's hanging out with a skinny kid that looks like Napoleon Dynamite. And the problem with that is you're not giving them enough credit on the surface because usually they are creative, and at least they enjoy the camaraderie. Risk, it's like the people that are into Risk when they're in high school especially would be the guy that still wears button-downs and a tie to school. And he talks about how this is such an intellectual game. And instead of doing something great for society, he takes his supposed intellect and goes off and becomes a political strategist for some shitty party. So all that said, I do believe, in my opinion, from a nerd perspective, not a geek perspective, but from a nerd perspective, I was going to go with Risk. But it sounds like I lose anyway. That's okay. Oh.
I do have to agree with you on the Risk perspective, though, 100%. You can. Like, I'm not going to change my answer, but I do agree with that. I'm not. I do agree with you on that perspective, though, because I do know those guys. And like I said, I played it in high school, but I was never one of those presumptuous girls wearing the Hillary Rodham Clinton suits with the shoulder pads and things like that. They wanted that. It did not happen, but they were most definitely wearing the button-ups, the loafers, and are probably in the middle of a political scandal today. Shady.
All right, so D&D is going to advance, sadly, but that's okay. That's what this game is. It's ripe with disappointment for your host many times, because the thing I've learned is generally I'm wrong more than I am right, which it doesn't surprise me because my wife tells me that on the regular. So with that being said, we are going to move on to the contestant that is going to face D&D in the next round. And it is going to be the winner of Mortal Kombat. Somebody's pouring something good. Yeah, that's staying in the podcast. That's staying in the podcast. So with that said, D&D is going to face the winner of this whack bracket. It is going to be Mortal Kombat or Mario Kart. With the question being, more fun drunk than sober?
Mario Kart.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, hold on, Esther. So if you are playing our drinking game, though, and watching this, so you know that you need to drink. I just said hold on. oh, Esther said it. Take two. So those are the rules. Have you even played Mortal Kombat? drunk Esther?
Are you asking me that?
Why are you looking
at
me like
that?
Yes, I am
asking you that. Of course I have. I've played both drunk. And, like, Mortal Kombat,
okay, I was just checking.
Like, it's just too much. Like, I have to be focused on Mortal Kombat because I'm going to fucking win. I'm sorry. I don't know if I could curse.
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
But I'm going to win on Mortal Kombat. But, like, Mario Kart, it makes it fun for Mario Kart. I like it. Like, especially with all the colors and things like that. Whatever.
Okay. All right. So, I've played both drunk. I just had to make sure Esther had played both as well. Because I was like, because Mortal Kombat is my favorite game of all time. I love to play that game. I do love some Mario Kart, though. But, are we playing on, like, the original Super Nintendo? Are we playing on, like, some new high-speed Nintendo? I can't do all that because I'm a boomer, apparently, according to my children, because that's what they tell me all the time. And so, but Mortal Kombat, I actually downloaded that the other night, and I kicked both my kids' butts on it. So I was like, take it! Suck it. So for me, it is about the button mashing and the shit-talking, and I am a much better fighter than I am a driver. I think both in real life and video games. So I'm going to have to roll with Mortal Kombat. Yeah. We know that. My driving speaks for itself. I think my fighting words also speak for themselves. So that is where I'm going to, like, Mortal Kombat. Sorry, Esther.
All right. So now I should get to win one this time, which is nice because it doesn't happen very often. But I will get to break another tie between Esther and Rachel. So heartbreaking, but it has to be done. The thing with Mortal Kombat is it does get more aggressive, which is something from a particularly a guy's perspective. It could lead to fights, especially if you're playing with Johnny Cage, who's like the worst character, and you're good with him, and then he's going to piss you off when you got Johnny Cage. So I wouldn't really consider that drunk when you get in a fist fight with your friends, because unlike Rachel, I'm not a good fighter. So you don't end up with a face like this being a good fighter, I'll tell you that. And not only that, and when you're drunk, the fatalities are trickier, your hands are sliding around, the more you drink, the harder it gets. And as a guy who likes to imbibe himself, I'm usually a few drinks ahead of my friends, which means that they're a little more sober and they beat the shit out of me. Mario Kart, on the other hand, just gets more fun because you're driving around, you're dropping banana peels everywhere, you can do the little shell and shoot it out, and then you knock people off the track. To me, it's just a more enjoyable drunk game. It's not as violent. Even when you're losing in Mario Kart, there's not a violence. It's not as personal to me as losing in Mortal Kombat. To me, I take that as a strike against my person. Whereas like Mario Kart, I'm sitting around drunk. You know what? I drive Mario Kart kind of like I drive on the real road, which is why my insurance rates are so high. So that said, I think I'm going to have to lean with Mario Kart being more fun drunk. So, sorry.
Oh,
now you know how it
fine.
Feels to lose.
Not everyone can be. I don't lose very often, so, and I don't like it, and I get sad over it, so it's okay.
So all that said, I think we have our bracket set for the next round. D&D did beat Risk as being more nerdy, much to my chagrin. It is going to go against Mario Kart, which defeated Mortal Kombat. So the next round is set, and with that said, we're on to the second round. So this question is, more fun with house rules. Would it be Monopoly or would it be Twister?
I'm going to go Twister. I feel like you can get ridiculous at that. Mm. You can be like, hop on one foot on the blue. Like, close your eye. Only when, somebody Simon Says. You can do Simon Says Twister. I don't know. You can make up any sort of thing. House rules with Monopoly, like, just chuck Monopoly out the door and light them all on fire.
No more Monopoly.
I'm not a fan. You know, we bought the one that has a credit card with it and thought that that would be a better option.
No.
I hate it. I hate it equally as much. Light it all on fire. I like House Rules Twister version.
Agree.
You want to add anything, Esther, or just agreed?
Oh, no, I totally agree with her, because me and her would do some evil shit and just make people do, like she said, hop on your one foot on blue, so
right.
We would totally wreck somebody.
I was just going to say, and if you're like an itch, if you got to share a space, you have to like lick someone on their nose or something. Like, things are going to get weird.
They're going to get real
things
weird.
Are going to get weird.
You'll definitely get a first date.
Or not.
Or not. Or a restraining order. One of the two. First date or restraining order. We're not
but
quite sure.
But it does lead to something interesting happening. So I'm going to have to agree with the both of you that Twister with house rules. I mean, people almost always play Monopoly with house rules anyway. It's like, oh, well, we have free parking. You can land on free parking. You get money. Mm-hmm. That's not even in the rules. I mean, the house rules for Monopoly are so boring to begin with. How much more fun can you make a game that is literally for the funnest person, just training them to be a bank teller? It's an awful game. Where it's like Twister, if you want to have some fun with Twister, like we said, there are plenty of videos of some interesting varieties of people doing weird things with Twister. One that I thought up might be fun is coat the Twister board with baby oil and then try to play Twister. I think you're going to end up damaged.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I mean, the video is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get more likes on that video than I get listeners for my podcast, I'm sure. So with that being said, I think we agree that Twister is going to move on to the finals against the winner of this question. It is, better cable television series with Terry Crews as a lead actor. Would it be Mario Kart or would it be Dungeons and Dragons?
Okay. It's definitely got to be a D&D. I'm sorry. I would watch the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Especially if he is just some crazy, like, maybe teacher to, like, the D&D kids. Or if he is the dungeon master. Or maybe if he is the D&D nerd. I would watch all of... Maybe he plays every role. I would watch every role.
God.
I'm sorry. If he watches this and then he produces it, we get rights.
Sure. All of
us. I'm just saying.
We'll take it.
All of us. All of us. Because I will watch it all. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I agree. Because, like, he could definitely be shirtless the whole time. And that'll get mostly the women. But, I mean, some dudes, you know, be like, you know, that's, like, mentality. Like, I need to get my body like that.
Yeah, well, sadly, I don't get that feeling when I see Terry Crews shirtless. But I do get an interesting feeling down there. But that being said, I do have several man crushes that have well been documented during this podcast. One of them is Idris Elba. One is probably my biggest man crush, Timothy Oliphant. Gorgeous. And then finally, I'm pretty smitten with Terry Crews as well. We're just going to put it that way. They're only... Oh, and Dennis Haysbert. If you listen to Dennis Haysbert's voice, I can't even speak to how attractive the man is, but I'm just like butter in his hands listening to the Allstate guy. So that being said,
yes.
Anything Terry Crews is in, I'm down for. And he would be great in a D&D show without his shirt. And he's so versatile as an actor. He can be the dungeon master. He can be the warrior. He could be the funny guy. He could be the teacher. As long as he's got his shirt off and he's doing Terry Crews-like things, I'm all down for this. So I agree with you guys 100%. I think Dungeons & Dragons would be a better show. And what is he going to do in Mario Kart? I don't even like Fast and the Furious. And
yeah,
you can't really turn Mario Kart into a Fast and the Furious. It's not going to work out. Though I guess throwing the little shells around and things, maybe that'd be fun. I have no idea, but I don't find this funny with Terry Crews in it, or good with Terry Crews. So I think we're going to allow D&D to advance with Twister to the next round, if you girls are ready for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Final question, the one to determine the winner of this whack bracket. Twister versus Dungeons and Dragons. And I think we probably know who's going to win, but I'll try to make a case for the other side. Worst to play with diarrhea. What's your guys' opinion?
Dungeons and... Dungeons and Dragons, because, like, there's a whole storyline you have to go through, and, like, people are rolling dice, and, like, the story's forever changing. Like, with Twister, you could be like, yo, let me just, like, 2 seconds, bro. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. But, like, with D&D, it's, like, constantly evolving. If you go, you just, you can't just run.
No. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, not that I would know, because we all know I don't do any of that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Twister. Because what if you're on the dot and like that's mess hits you like bam. You can't move. You are gonna lose. You are gonna lose. And then they're like, you need to put your left foot on red, but you're like, what is the yellow, the way far over here, but your hand is on yellow, your right hand's on yellow or whatever. Now you're like spread eagle and you don't know, you could make a wrong move and things could just go downhill for real. Like, I think Twister would be very dangerous to play with diarrhea.
But I don't know, because Twister, you're at like a home thing. Like D&D can be played anywhere. So like you might be in a place where you can't just like skip into the bathroom real quick.
Esther, there could be someone underneath you. There could be someone underneath you as you're making a bridge across. Things could get dangerous. I mean, no. And then what happens if you try to get up and someone's underneath you and there's just a
What? Did nobody have pants on? Like, what kind of Twister are you playing?
I mean, what kind of diarrhea is it, Esther?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't know. We don't know any of these situations. What's happening in your D&D game?
I don't play D&D.
So worried about this. I mean, I don't know. I feel like no one has pants on in your D&D game.
Well, that would be cool because I usually don't have pants on either.
What? Apparently, Esther's looking for a clan, too.
Oh, jeez. Oh my goodness, we're learning so much today. This is great. So with all that said, to me, this is, I'm going to at least argue both sides, but to me, the answer is pretty simple. Dungeons and Dragons would be terrible to play in public at one of those little comic stores. And you go in, of course, they usually only have one bathroom in a comic store. So you go in, if somebody's waiting there, you got problems. And not only that, you know that the bathroom is going to be dirty. Those guys aren't going to clean the bathroom. So this is already a disease situation. Now, that being said, Twister, pants can only do so much in a situation like this, Esther. I'm sorry. Because this is not just your typical, oh, I have to use the bathroom. I have plenty of time to get to the toilet. Diarrhea, there's a reason that people have used the term explosive diarrhea. It comes on like gangbusters. And with potentially, if you eat at a Mexican food restaurant, I have been in some pretty rough situations from a Mexican food experience. As much as I love Mexican food, oh, pesto runs right through me. It just makes a 40-yard dash through my system. I can barely do anything after that. So diarrhea would definitely be one of those things that you just can't control. And if you're in the middle of a Twister game, and you know how it is, sometimes when you got to go, you're just barely moving to get to the bathroom anyway, and now you're already in a funny position, and then you kind of do this, and you're walking to try to get to the bathroom, and you have to get out of that twisted position. And what happens if you're on the bottom and have to go? Then you have to tell the person on top of you, look, you got to go, and then now you're ruining the whole game. I think I'm going to agree 100% with Rachel on this one. I find Twister to be a scarier proposition for someone that has said diarrhea.
Definitely.
So. I don't want any part of any of that. That's all I got to say.
Oh, no.
At all. No. Like, no. I don't want to be the person on the bottom. I don't want to be no.
Yeah.
In fact, we might not even be friends after all of that. Yeah. Like, I might be like, mm-mm, I'm not going out with you when you ever again.
You have to eat like 4 hours before.
And imagine if this was, let's act like this progressed from the first round to the second round to the third round. You're playing with someone you're interested in a date with. You coat it with baby oil, and now you've got diarrhea, and you're trying to get to the bathroom. Every step of this could be potentially the worst day of your life. It will be the worst day of your life. So for that reason, I totally agree. Twister diarrhea, not a game I want to play.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? That would be an amazing... What if, though, at the end of the day, they ended up married, and that was the story they told their kids? You know how I met your dad?
Those kids
are going to be so messed up.
Yeah.
Those kids are going to be so messed up. Yeah. That's why we pay for therapy, not college.
I'm guessing the mom's profession is probably some weird OnlyFans page because, if you end up with the dad that's got diarrhea and you're into that, Somebody will pay for that. They pay for everything on the internet. I want nothing to do with it. I'll leave that to the weirdos if I'm not weird enough.
Me neither. However, the story behind that, now watch, someday we'll find that story on Reddit and we'll have to be like, whoa, someone stole our story. That didn't even happen.
Royalties. Again, royalties right here.
Right, exactly. 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 We're watching. Don't play.
I don't think Reddit royalties amount to much, but if they do, we're taking them. Just warning everybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
So with that said,
don't be coming for our stuff.
I do think Twister has won our games bracket, as weird as it was, but it was a fun little jaunt through some interesting situations, in my opinion, and there's no way I could have done this. But like I said, I brought in the professionals, Esther and Rachel from Cards with Esther and Rachel, and not to forget Theon, by the way. And when I always see Theon's name, it always says Theon BTW. Is that for by the way, or does he have like a long name like Theon Brian Thaddeus Wilson III Esquire? I'm not sure what that means, but
oh no, it's for by the way.
He does now.
It does now. So that being said, yeah, I was a shame that he wasn't able to make it today, but I had a great time having this bracket with you girls. And before we go, what I'd like you to do, you don't have to, but you're welcome to, explain your podcast again. If there's something you missed in the preamble, go right ahead and do it again. And tell what few fans I have exactly how they can reach out to you and follow you on the social media platforms.
You can follow us on Instagram and YouTube, Cards with Esther and Rachel. We do have a Twitter, but I don't really fuck with it right now. I'm more hardcore on Instagram. And, you know, our podcast, we play fun games, we drink, and we bring game night to you. So follow us.
The only thing I'm going to add to that is if you're looking for a game to play with your friends and or your family, come check us out. We've got quite a few episodes, I couldn't even tell you, that we go through and review games, flip through, see which one you like. We do all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, perfect. And if I recall, your Instagram handle is @cardswithENR, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, make sure you go there, check these girls out. They're going to save you a lot of money and expose terrible games that aren't fun. If these girls can't have fun playing it, it's a shitty game. Avoid it like the plague, because it's always fun to watch them get shit-faced and play games.
Thank you.
So with that said, I think I am going to wrap this as well. I will let everyone know that I am on several social media platforms as well. I am at Whack Brackets because, as I always remind everyone, no one wanted that shitty name except me, so I didn't have to fight for it. It was available everywhere. I'm available on the Twitters. I'm available on the Instagrams. I am also available on your politically assholish father's Facebook, and he can reach out to me as well there if he wants to. I'm even on Reddit, though I've never posted it on Reddit using this account, I don't believe, but reach out to me there. And if you only have an email, like some people I suppose do, if they still have an @AOL.com account, you can reach out to me anything at Whack Brackets. You can actually send it to twisterdiarrhea@whackbrackets.com. I will receive your email. So if you have anything you want to tell the girls, send it to me. I'll relay it to them. And then if you have any ideas or just want to tell me what a terrible host I am, and these girls know that because I almost didn't record this entire podcast, I'll take it. So I just thank you girls again. I appreciate having you on. And with all that said, I think we are ready to say goodbye. So I'll let you guys leave me out. See you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for having us on. Bye.
Thanks for having us. Bye.